יום חמישי of the Ochas Chaim, סימן עין דלת. אל תרבה לשמוח. You shouldn't pass the measure of simcha. תרבה לשמוח. Shouldn't be too much. וזכור, and remember, כי רוח חייך. That your life is רוח, is like wind. אתונויצר מאופר, you're created from dust. V'achisro rimo, and the end will be rimo, will be worms. So it seems to be these two things help for al tarbe lismoyach. So tarbe lismoyach implies, first of all, that a certain measure of simcha has to be. There has to be a certain measure of simcha, only not al tarbe lismoyach. Where does it, the Rosh, where does he know that these two things, how does one solve the problem of tarbe lismoyach? Is to remember ki ruach chayecho, means chayecho ruach, your life is only a wind. That's a posuk. Chidlu lochem min ha'odom asher neshomo ba'apoy ki ba'meh nechshav hu. Rashi explains kol chiyusoy v'koychoy tluy benishmas apoy. The entire life and its strength comes from the neshomo shuruach poreach that blows away. Shayom Yeshno, today it's present, Umocha Tetzim Imeno, and tomorrow it's gone. And Atonoitze Me'ofor V'Achis Horimo. Where does he know that? That helps. That helps Altar Ben Ismoyach. It's perhaps, that's a Gemara, the famous Gemara. Gemara says in the Brochus, there was a wedding, Ma'abred Ravino Ovat Hilule Lebre, there was a wedding. So he saw Rabbonan Avukobot Chetuva. They were besimcha tuva, darbe lismoyach, over the limit. Is Isa Kasa the Mukra, he brought a vessel of crystal, of expensive glass, bas arba meozuzu, was worth 400 zuz, v'tuva kamayo, and he broke it, v'atzivo, and that caused them that they calmed down, they got sad. So first of all, there's a chidush, that atarbe lismoyach is said even regarding a simcha shel mitzvah. We speak about a wedding. A simcha shel mitzvah is also, the simcha has to be, but in a limit. The Marsu explains, what is the idea of a kasa de mukra, of dafke from glass? He says, because glass comes from ofor. Glass is made out of, it comes from sand. Is a mele, like odom, noitzer me ofor, v'oymed lemisa tomit, lo shuv li is ofor. That's why one uses glass. The minik of breaking a glass by simchas by chasan of toisus brings comes from there. Might be that there's an additional point. That would be the second point of the Rosh. Atonoitzo me'ofo v'achis harimo. That would be the idea of the glass. In Sforum is mentioned that the odom is compared to a glass, because how does one make a vessel of glass with blowing? Was blowing inside. That's the way how it works. When one goes to factories where glass is still made like the old style, one blows. There's a pipe and one blows through and then it forms. It's really, that's the part of the glass also. Ki ruach hayecho. Your life is a question, is a wind that is blown in, a ruach. And once the ruach is gone, when it breaks, is the entire ruach that was blown in from the human being, from the worker, has gone. And the offer, it goes back, the offer not sort, and it goes back to offer. And we see from Chazal that they use this glass as a symbol to remember the Yom HaMisa. Later in Gemara, the Gemara tells the story of a wedding, and then somebody said, Vailon de Misna, Vailon de Misna, to remember the Yom HaMisa. Said it twice. Might be he said it twice, the Marshul said, why he said it twice? It might be, because these two parts. Ruach, first of all, even you are alive, you should know Ruach Hayecho, it's only a wind that was blown in you that keeps you. And the second thing is Ofor, we offer Atonoitzo, you come from Ofor, Achisro Rimo, and that's where you went. That is the idea. So the Mekor of the Rosh might be a Mefurshe Gemara. The Eitzer of not over, to be the Simcha over the limits, is to take the example of a cup of crystal that is broken. That's the human being. That is presented the human being. Anna ben Akashim or Tzakosh Bochol Zakos Yisrael. The Fichu Yibulentero Mitzvah Shenema.